United States President George W. Bush yesterday signed a bill ordering the construction of a 700-mile-long fence on the border of Mexico. Susie Hodges has this report.
Polls over the past year show Americans have mixed feelings about immigration. They oppose providing illegal immigrants with easy access to the country, but favor providing immigrants fair treatment once they are in the country. During yesterday's signing ceremony, Bush said the law is a move towards modernizing the southern border of the United States so as to assure the American people the government is meeting its responsibility for border security.
This bill will help protect the American people. This bill will make our borders more secure. It is an important step toward immigration reform.
A bill passed by the Senate would have allowed immigrants to remain and eventually become citizens after working, paying fines and back taxes, and learning English. The House of Representatives approved a separate bill that focused on enforcement measures, such as subjecting those in the country illegally to felony prosecution. The House and Senate did not meet to negotiate a compromise before recessing for the elections. The legislation Bush signed was a small portion salvaged from the House version. Outgoing Mexican President Vicente Fox, meanwhile, has likened the proposed border fence to the Berlin Wall. A missionary priest ministering to immigrants in the border town of Brownsville, Texas, Father Tom Seifert, spoke about the comparison.
To compare the wall to the Berlin Wall is a very good comparison. I think that this is going to be actually a more brutal kind of wall. It is very obviously an attempt by the United States to build a barrier between us and the rest of the world.
The new law gives the Homeland Security Department up to 18 months to achieve operational control of the border, defined as preventing all illegal entries into the U.S. by land or water. However, the bill came up with no new sources of money to pay for all this. And the $1.2 billion that Congress previously approved is not enough to build the full 700 miles of proposed fencing. I'm Susie Hodges.